Bulldogs are known for those wrinkly faces, of course, but they're also known for being pretty loud breathers.
We have the narratives that it's normal for these breeds to snort, grunt, kind of make sounds when they breathe.
Ellen Reed is a New Hampshire state representative. She says that stems from how the dogs look. Bulldogs and pugs have flattened noses, but they still have a lot of skin and tissue. That can obstruct their breathing, giving them chronic health problems. It also puts them at risk of heat stroke, since dogs have to pant to cool down.
A lot of people will, you know, see how cute they are on social media. They will buy these puppies from reputable breeders. You think they're healthy, and then come to find out that the animal needs surgery just so it can breathe.
Reed has introduced a bill in New Hampshire that would restrict the breeding of short-nosed dogs that have a serious breathing condition. She'd like to see rules that require breeders to get their bulldogs, Frenchies, and pugs checked by a veterinarian before breeding them.
So the bill isn't taking anyone's dog away. It's not getting rid of certain breeds. What it's doing is ensuring that the breeding practices are done ethically.
Countries in Europe have already put restrictions on breeding bulldogs, but this legislation would be the first for any state. Purebred dog groups have had a strong reaction.
This is extremist. This is absolutely extremist.
Phil Guidry is a director of policy analysis for the American Kennel Club. He says putting penalties on breeders would be too difficult to enforce.
Why go down this road of extremism when we can take the opportunity to honor that common ground and work together in a way that we all agree is a best next step for dogs?
Guidry says the American Kennel Club believes that education programs are the best way to help breeders produce healthier dogs. Still, addressing the breathing problems in short-nosed dogs could be a challenge. Scientific studies show that English bulldogs are so inbred, there may not be enough genetic diversity to breed out their health issues. Lauren Sommer, NPR News.